All right, here we go. It is your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report as we cruise on down to the Bayou Resort in Gamalia, Arkansas, right off of Fout Road. And here we are. Good morning, Gary Faraci. How are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. How are you on this thirsty Thursday morning?
I'm doing fantastic. And, you know, we've got, we've had some really nice favorable weather, but here we are again. You know, it seems like we're in another transition weather-wise, but have the guys and gals been catching quite a few fish?
They have. I'd say the majority of the catching more than they're not. You know, same thing. So you get a group of people out there that are catching their limits, and then you get a group that are catching two, three, four, you know, and that. But the weather, here we go again. We're going to, bottom's going to drop out and confuse the heck out of the fish.
Yeah. But what have the folks been catching the crappie on this last week?
Both live bait and some different colors in the plastic. I like salt and pepper, and the monkey milk color been working really well.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard that they're transitioning between brush piles and the bank. So they're just like out in the open, going towards the bank, getting ready to go on bank to spawn. But now with the weather getting colder again, they may move back out. So it's...
Yeah. Yeah. It's a kind of the yo-yo effect. Now, the largemouth, what have the guys and gals been having luck with chasing them?
Been doing good with some crankbait. Gets it's been working well. Some different colored worms have been working well. Even a few guys using some spinner bait. Yeah, and I've seen some good sized fish. You know, they had a tournament last weekend, and I think it was around 19-pound bag that won that. That's a good bag of fish.
Yeah, for sure. Now, the stripers, are they starting to get active on top of the water?
I haven't. You know, we had just a little spurt a week or so ago where the white started surfacing for about 45 minutes, and there were some hybrids mixed in with them. But I haven't got into that topwater striper bite yet. I think it's coming, you know. And here again, the water temperature is changing with the weather temperature, you know, back and forth. So as soon as that temperature, the water temperature stays at a consistent, you know, high 50s, getting low 60s, then I think that's going to take off.
Yeah. Now, the walleye bite's been pretty good too, hasn't it?
That's what I've heard. Oh, my gosh, yes. I've seen some guys with some nice walleye, and that's people love to eat the walleye. Walleye is such a great fish to cook.
Oh, yeah. I had some friends that went down, and I was telling you before we went on, they hammered the walleye, big walleye, too.
Yeah, it's that time of year for them, and, you know, get down the bottom and fish those points on the walleye with some bottom bouncers, and I think you'll do well.
Yeah, hair jigs. Love it. Love it. Hey, Gary.
It's that time of year. It's spring.
Oh, it is. Hey, Gary, for the folks that want to know a little bit more, how can they get a hold of you?
Hey, Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277. Stop in and see us when you're in the area. Our Facebook page, great place to drop us a line, check out what's going on, take a look at some of the pictures, and, of course, always our website, thebayouresort.com.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right, Gary, talk to you next week. Thanks.